Heading base. The third stickle. Yain v'shecha al teist. Atu ivunecha itcho. Ebsho v'tave. Aaron HaKoyin. All the Kehanim. That you can't drink yain v'shecha v'shas avoyda. Kisei v'gemor pieces. Al tishtei k'derech shechrusoi. That you're not allowed to drink it, kedech shichris. In other words, ba'ithin, that it's meshaker. Ba'ithin, that it makes shikr. The Gemara says different zachim, that if you mafsik, or if you put in water, that it's peseda, but if you drink it, kedech, that it's meshaker, that's what is the osa. Me'eshloich is maz bazoi. Ki inyan shikr hu, shenit maloi, she'ein et tzoch la shem izbarach. Ki nitrat daitoi ve'ein loi bine. The inyan of a shikr is that he has no das. He believes that he doesn't need the Eibishter b'chlal. Nit meloish ein oi tzorch l'shem izborach. Ki nitrat daite v'ein loi bina. The das is nitrat, and he has no bina. You know, the das of a person is mechaber, a person that is born in shloilom. Das is a lashon of chibur. V'yeda ha'odom v'chaber yishtoi in yav das, in yav chibur. And if a person is nitra daito, it means he loses his connection. He believes that everything is okay. He loses the chibur lamaila. And the maila, it severs the chokhma bina as well, the enloi bina. He has no bina. The bina is the chokhma bina from the Rabbanu Shel Olam, the pnimius of the aura of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and he has no connection to Eibishter. Nitmeloi, he has no chibur to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Machin Akoin also lishto is derech shichrusai, ki Akoin tzuchliya is tumit beyire evidas. Akoin, the avoid of an Akoin, avoid of the Beis HaMikdosh, has to be constantly with yire and with das. Two things, you have to have yire shemayim, you have to be a yire, a pacha from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and that brings about a das, a connection to the Eibishter, a das, a chibur. That's the avoid of an Akoin. He has to be on constant alert. He can't lose focus. But the Kehanim, the Pasuk brings on the end of year. The Pasuk is Mamshach, Ki Sifsei Koin Yishmeru Das V'Goyimet. That the Sifsei Koin Yishmeru Das, Alidei the year brings about a Das also. Achibim with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Avoidif Na Koin and Beis HaMikdash is the Avoidif in Kohuna. Is the Indian from constant das, constant asoga, and you can't lose focus. You have to constantly be on alert. You have to have, that's Ashrei Adam Mefachit Omet. You have to always have a pachat that maybe you make a mistake and maybe you lose focus, you lose the chibur of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. You have to have a constant focus at Eibishter. And the Meile Yayim V'Sheicha Al Teisht Ato V'Nech Yitcho. Now that I drink Yayim V'Sheicha, because it causes the person to believe that everything is okay. He doesn't need Eibishter. He doesn't need to be connected with anybody. He's perfectly fine the way he is. And that's the opposite of Avodas HaKohuna. Avol. Here's the big Avol. Avol B'Shevet Yehuda Nemru Kol Brachas B'Yayim. All the brachas that were given over Al Yidei Yankev Avinu to Yehuda were given with Yayin. All the brachas, when he gave over the brachas, he said it in the tzura of wine. Everything was slabish in the world of Yayin. Oysri legefen iroi, belas ptoireka bnei asoinoi, kibet b'yayin levishoi, evadam anovam ksisoi, chachlili anayim yoyin. Everything was in the world of wine. It would seem to be a shtikel hepech, a dov of hifichoi, a hepech from Shevet Kuhuna. Shevet Kuhuna, yain is a big no-no. Yain is, you have to keep your distance. Hashem came by Shevet Yehuda, by Malchus. The faket, all the brachas are given by him from yain. It's a mashma that Shevet Yehuda doesn't have the problem of yain. The Meshlech Maz Bazoi says, Kishevet Yudah Nimshal Yereach, Shalesle Migame Klum. Shevet Yehuda's nimshal to the yireach, to the levana, to the moon. The levana has no light from its own. Lestly megarmekulam, it doesn't have anything on its own. The levana only reflects the aura of the shemesh. And that's the middle of Malchuch. This is the HaKadosh, Vayichi, and the Rosh Hashanah, that the inyan of Malchus, midas Malchus is less lame than make klum. We know the seder from the sweetest, the lowest sweetest, the sweet of Malchus, because Malchus is mekabel from everything above. Malchus is the lowest form. Less lame than make klum, it has nothing on its own account. It's only mekabel hashpo milamayda. And then it returns everything back up, whatever it's mekabel. Every other midah is a mashpi and a mekabel. The midah of chesed is mekabel from the spheres above it. And then it's mashpi avaita to gvura. Gvura is mekabel from chesed ulamayla mimenu. And it's mashpi avaita to tiferes. But malchus is not mashpia. It's not a mashpia. Less than we got to make klum. It's only mekabel. Because the malchus is also ein melech bloy am. There is no such thing as a malchus without having an am, without having people that are machti you and bekabel upon your mluch upon them, because without that there's no malchus. Malchus is only if you have people. You can't be a melech that's walking around the streets and proclaiming your king if you have no kingdom, you have no people, you have no subjects that recognize your malchus. The last thing they're gonna make klum. There's nothing to it by itself. It's only biyachas to being mekabel from other people. It can return, but it's mekabel is returned. You throw my Stephen Koyach, the Pamadi Shalmai, they returned everything. Mayin, I'm chinef, Mayin Nukvin. The Mayin Nukvin comes from Ulamayin, and Mayin Nukvin comes from Malchus, Ulamayin, and Mayin Nukvin. Mashpia, up. But let's let me go make Lomas the media from Malchus. That's Shevet Yehuda. Yeah, so Shevet Yehuda, Maki, told me that he said, the Meshloyach is Mazbe, the Indian Shaboy, the Pnimi Shaboy, he says, Shevet Yehuda, Maki, told me, Hakara Mufureshes. Shevet Yehuda has a constant akara, constant recognition, and a clear recognition. She Hakara Mi Hashem, everything is from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Shevet Yehuda is marked constantly every Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Hakara Mi Hashem. L'chein Nemru Etzlei Baruchas B'Yayin. That's why by Shevet Yehuda state all the Baruchas B'Yayin. Because Yehuda is not affected by wine. Even if he loses his das, he's still connected with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam because it's an etzem, it's an atzmus. Atzmusa of Yehuda is dveikus in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam even without his das. His etzem mahus is dveikus in the Eibishter. He doesn't have to know about it. He doesn't have to recognize it. He doesn't have to have constant pachad and yira from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's a be'etzem dikke thing. It's a metzius. That's the mahus of the malchus Yehuda. The melech yisvei gemar bracha steht kivah shekara shuv ein ezoikus. Shekala zoike kare zoike b'shem. Right, the Gemara over there speaking about in the tefillah in Shemoneh Esrei. Everyone that zoike is kare zoike b'shem. You're right, you kare you mishtach the kare by Baruch Ato, by Hashem you zoike. You get back up. You mamshach the davening the skifer. Right, you don't bow a whole davening. About melech kima shekala shuvein zoike. The melech stays down until he finishes. Shemoneh Esrei. Then he gets back up. Other stating about brachas. Avla melech ina yochel iskoyf ba'atzmoy. Can't get up by himself. Ad she is a kveil. Hashem is also the Eibishter. Picks him up. Straightens him up. She'oimid why? She'oimid bizbatlus also negad Hashem is brachas. The melech, the whole mahus of the melech by Klal Yisrael is that he's a bottle ba'atzmusoy to the Eibishter. Right? So he does the melech. His whole mahus of his malchus is that he mirrors off the mluch of the Eibishter. He's a spiegel. He's a mirror. He reflects the malchus of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's malchus by Yidden. Malchus by Goyim is a different thing. But the Goyish world, but by the Yidden, malchus was an inyan of reflecting, mirroring off malchus of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And by yourself, you're nothing. You bottle be'etzem to the malchus Shemayim. And the melech, his dagger was the bitl agama. Because Mamish Bottle has it by that everyone else got up. Oh, but Melech is a Kim Shikara Shuvain Azaik, he doesn't get up until the end of Shemoneh Esrei, until the Eibishter picks him up. Even if he drinks, he still has the Dveikus near Rebbeinu Shel Olam because he's bottled bath into the Eibishter. So the chilik between Shevet Kahuna and Shevet Meluche is that a Koyin is oivid mitzad atzmoi. He's not bottled legamri to the Eibishter, but he has a void in the base of Migdosh. And if he loses focus, he loses his dveikis, his own hakor, his own recognition in his dveikis, that's not good. But melech is bottled legamri to the Eibishter, that even if he loses das, doesn't make a difference. Doesn't affect the dveikis in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, because the dveikis in the Eibishter from Shevet Yehuda is be'etzem. And Klal Yisrael Kehayoyim, we're in Golus. So we don't have maybe the middle of Malchus, but not Zorichet Malchus Mamish. That's why we lost the Malchus, right? We lost Malchus. We're in a certain Mechina Oiv De Hashem like Kehanim. We didn't have the Beis HaMikdash, we didn't have the Avoid of the Kehanim, but we have the Klal Yisrael with the Eshmanesh is like the Avoid of the Kehanim. Tfilis B'tfilis B'mokim Kavonis Tiknum. So they would avoid the Mitzvah Mikdash. But we have to have our Shilda Mitzvahi Tomit. We have to try our best to stay focused to the Baruch Shalom Olam. Kol Zman B'Zeh Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt, and the Malchus Beis David was L'Choizim, the Malchus Mashiach. That we don't have this 100% the Midah of Malchus. Obe, the Mashiach had come in L'Oshad Lazoi, then all the Yidin are going to have the Midah of Malchus that will be this Galah. And it's barren that every single year that the Dveikis and the Eibish to Be'etzem. We have it even Kayoim, deep down. But it's much more, today we can't rely only on that. Bas Yankov over here in Pasha Shmini, Ois Yud Beis, has a whole Arichas about this. I'll just say over one small chedek of it. It's a very long shtetl, but he speaks about the ending of Shesuya Yayin. That the reason why the Kehanim were nizah not to go into the Beis HaMikdash, Shesuya Yayin, the Eibush was Metaveh, because the Mishkan and the Mikdash had Gevulim, right? So where you're allowed to go in, you're allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If a person goes in Shesuya Yayin, he can by mistake go into a place where he has no Rishus to go into. Look at Beis Yaakov, Shaini La'osid, but La'osid things will be different. La'osid Lovay, Alta Zandish. Because La'asid Lovoi, every single person is going to be makir b'mekoimoi. Every single yid will be makir b'mekoim. Yid kolechad lechad b'echad mevur b'mekoimoi. Oz yid yayin ba'asmoi asis. So the yayin is not going to affect the person, La'asid Lovoi. The yayin is going to help the person. It's not going to affect the machlal. Because you don't lose focus. The yayin is not going to... Because you be'etzem, you makir b'mekoimoi. The zakar built into the person. He knows his mokim, he knows his place. He's not going to be the boy, he has no problem. It's only... Because, man, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the Tikkun Olam, the Tikkun HaSholem. Then there's a chashash that you might lose focus, you might step over your boundaries, you might not be in Misnaik, but even that you're supposed to be Misnaik, clap at the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Obi, the Mashiach had come in, we daven in the Lein of the Shabeach. The Al Kain, the Kavul Lecha Hashem, the Kain, the Lidah, the Meheir, the Sefer, the Zecho, the Sakin Olam, the Malchus Shakai. That there'll be a ticket, the whole world will have a ticket, the Malchus Shaka, the Mida of Malchus. We're waiting for the Mida of Malchus, that the Melech HaKol Oretz means that the Mida of Malchus will be in a spashit, will expand on the whole world, and that Klal Yisrael will be able to connect themselves to the Mida of Malchus, to have this emphasis of Vekas in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, even without Das. We have once a year we have a mayain, we have a stickle taste of this loss of love, which is on Purim. Purim state in the Sod Yisharim has speaks about it in Kama Vakama Shtiklach, that Purim is a hisnoitetzus of the Gula Asida. It's already a stickle mayain of loss of love. The nays of Purim is not going to be the bottle when Mashiach comes. Even when Mashiach comes, we're still going to have Purim, because Purim has a shaykh of Lost and Lovey. Purim is a chedik of Lost and Lovey. The statement says Yisharim says in many places. Purim is a zman that we have. It's a shtikel me'en of Lost, and that's why on Purim is the Indian all year round. It's not appropriate to get drunk. Because Purim is a man that a person brings out the kesher that his pnimius has with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the emesed veikus that is the pnimius of the neshama has the eibishter as a loss of love. I mean, for malchus, then there's a midah for malchus that comes upon the world was a stickel shaykhis, has a stickel shaykhis to the malchus of Los Lovi. It's not mamish, Los Lovi, versteht sich, but it's a stickel, has a stickel shaykhis, has a stickel negiyah. And that's why there's any from a chayv is the sumay beperayah, because the shikhris, the getting drunk on Purim, brings out that the pnimis mayid is dovik in the boyish loylam, that the middle of malchus from Shevet Yehuda. All the yid have a shaykhis of Shevet Yehuda, but he's toch Yehudim, Yehudiani, Yehudiano. I mean, from Ayid, Ayid is Mikra Hashem Yehuda, because Yid now is actually the middle of Malchus. The middle of Malchus is the Indian, as he had Yid between Yusuf and Dovik and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, even Mishas Shichris, and even Mishas Shena. We got a stickle over here, La Shlomo is the Indian, has got a Shaykh to Chodesh Iyar, at the end of Sefer Zmanim. HaGodesh Lel Pesach, there's a few stickles on Chodesh Iyar. There's Chodesh Iyar, so the last stickle on Chodesh Iyar is a very long stickle. It starts off Kiyim Bezoich Yisal Lam Betzalu, very long stickle, and Betoich that stickle, he brings out the base of every single Chodesh has the Tziruf of the Shem Havayim, which is Shaykh Terat Chodesh, is based on the Arizal, and the Siddur from the Orchus Chaim, he wrote down every single Chodesh, he wrote down a lot of things about the Chodesh, and he brought out from the Arizal that Chelik also, and he added on by every single Chodesh, he added on words based on Meir Shaloyach and other Zachen, it's brought down in Do Yisham, it's brought down what was written in the Orchus Chaim Siddur. Like upon him, the Shem Havaya, which is Shoylet, the Chodesh Nissen, is from the Pasuk Yismachu Hashemai V'Sogei Lo'oretz, which is Yudkei Vovkei Kisidro. Chodesh Nissen, the Shem Havaya Kisidro, Yudkei Vovkei. Yismachu Hashemai V'Sogei Lo'oretz, or Steves of Yismachu Hashemai V'Sogei Lo'oretz, is Yudkei Vovkei. Chodesh Iyar is the pasuk Kiyim Bezois Yishalu Lamesalu Haskel V'Yadoy Oisi, right? It's the pasuk in Yirmiyahu Hanavi. Koyim Hashem Al Yishalu Chacham Bechachmasoi Al Yishalu Hagiboy Begvirosoi Al Yishalu Oshe V'Oshe Kiyim Bezois Yishalu Lamesalu Haskel V'Yadoy Oisi. A person should take pride in Haskel V'Yadoy Oisi. And the Rosh Tevis of Yishalu Hamesalu Haskel V'Yadoy is Yud Kei Kevov. Instead of Yud Kevov Kei, the Mahapach Devov is at the end, it's Yud Kei Kevov. And the Bet Yankim and Sefer Zmanim has all arichas about this. But the Tamtus Inyan, which is Negel Inyanenu, he says that the reason why the two Heys are near each other, because the Ois Vov is Meramis on the Avoida from Klal Yisrael on this world. Right? Yud is the Midah of Chachma. The first Hey, the Hey Yilo, it's called the first Hey, is the Midah from Bina. And the Vav is the 6 meters of Chesed, Gevura, Teferet, Netzach, Choyd, and Yisoid. And the Hei Tato, the second Hei, which is the bottom Hei, that's Midah of Malchus. And the Keser on the Yud is the Midah of Keser Elyon, which is the highest sphere. That's the Keser of the Yud, the Tagim on the Yud. And this states in the Sifre, Chesidah, Sifre Kabbalah, right? And the Vav is Merambis on the Avoida, Chesed, Gevura, Teferet, Netzach, Choyd, Yisoid. Those meters is the Avoida from the Yid. Avoid from the Yid. The Hei Yiloh and the Hei Tato. The Hei Yiloh is the Midah from Bina. And the Hei Tato, which is the Midah, which is Olam HaTachtein, which is our world. The Chibah between those two Olamos happens through the Avoid from Klal Yisrael. The Yid is Oivid Hashem. The Yid na Oivid, and the Mount Mekabel upon themselves Olam HaChashemayim. And the Oivid Eivish Tekaro Yivachayol. If it's not the way it's supposed to be, so the Mechaber, the Olamos, the Olam HaElim, Olam HaTachtein, and there's a Chibah between the Yudkei and the Vovkei. The Yachet Shem Yuskei, Bevavkei, there's a Yichud between the Olamos Adyonim and the Olamos Atachtoinim, the way it's supposed to be, the every single mitzvah is supposed to be Mekarev, the two Olamos together. To be Mechaber, the Olam Eldim, the Olam Atachtoinim, should be Alkei Hashemayim, Alkei Oretz, Kli Yadua, I think we spoke about it, I think at least once in the past. That's the Seder Hayosh, the regular Seder, Yudkei Vovkei. Yudkei, you need a Vov, and then you can get Mechaber the second Hay, the first Hay. Through the Vav. Dr. Besyankiv, Azoy, Dr. Besyankiv, this is the beginning of Chodesh Nissen. Ayid has to know the Seda Atoiv is that he has Zavoide, and when he does his Maisim, Keroi, his Boiche, the Maise, Vaderech HaShayedech Bo, he's Mechabed the Olamois. Ochein, Dr. Besyankiv, Acha Chodesh HaGeula, after the Chodesh HaGeula, Hashem is more Goal as Yisrael, the Eibshter was Goal the Yidden, from Mitzrayim, and every single year there's a Gula, the Eden, on Nigal, from their own Mitzrayim, from their own restrictions, from their own personal Mitzorim, Mitzrayim. Voifia aleihem, and the Eibush was voifia upon them. She'enom meshubodim tachas taivus olam hazeh. Right, they're not beshubed anymore to olam hazeh. We were pulled away. Mishchu kchulchem. Mishchu yideichem evo yizorik kchulchem toishul mitzvah. The Mishchu yideichem, Mishchu means that the Eibush gave a koyach in Klal Yisrael and Pesach. They could pull themselves away from avodah zarah. Avodah zarah doesn't mean dafka avodah zarah. For the Gimel Averes Chamuris, it means that a Yid should have the koyach to pull himself away from all the narishkeit and all the taivus olam hazeh. All the desires, kol echad, b'shmaya toiv yivoyach, everyone with his own, yetzahariz with his own zachem that pulled him. And the Yid, in the Yom Tov of Pesach, gets the koichim to pull himself away. The geula, v'yas avseinu gal, ki yemaisonu, the Eibishter wasn't going only our fathers. We were also nigal that night, we have a geula every single year. And the Eibishter gives us the koich to pull ourselves away. We shouldn't be meshub b'tach of tavis and amhazer. Or beer, I saw the Eibishter was mevarer us shanachnu l'chalkoi. Right? That we're chedik Hashem. We belong to the Eibishter. Hainu, shebeim ha'odam mamlech Hashem mizbach al ma'isof kol ha'yoyim. If a Yid is mamlech the Eibishter on his ma'isin, the Yid is mekabel upon himself o'yom al chashamayim. U'mekayim v'dibarat al-bom, he's mekayim v'dibarat al-bom, m'shif t'cho b'v'esech, u'lech t'cho b'aderech, u'v'shach b'rov k'mecho. He's mekayim that he has a dveikas t'midi in the Rebbein Shel Olam, in Toyas Hashem, in Amunas Hashem, he has a dveikas t'midi. So then the Eibush is mevarer, I'm already gesagt, no, the Eibush is mevarer. The Eibush is mevarer that even b'shein, even when he's asleep, he's still dovek in the Rebbein Shel Olam. And the reason why we say Krishma before you go to sleep is, that a person should be ma'orim himself, that when he's dodbuk in the Rebbein Shel Olam, the dibarat ubam shizcha b'reisecha v'lach t'cho v'aderech v'shach v'chov k'mecho. So even when he goes to sleep, he's still dodbuk in the Rebbein Shel Olam. And that's after Pesach, after the Yidin were nigal, they got this gula from Tavis and Amazir, we had the koyach to pull ourselves away from all the narishkeit from this world. Every person with his pekel of narishkeit. What gives us the koyach to pull ourselves away, to be mashkia ourselves, that we should go on Avodas Hashem, we should put ourselves into Avodas Hashem, the Limud HaTorah and the Kiyum HaMitzvahs, and the Kiyum HaSoyes Chesed, and to do Gemilat Chasodim, all the Dvarim Toivim, that the Yom Tov of Pesach gives the Koyach, the Gulus, and the Gulus in Chodesh Nissen. After we finish with Chodesh Nissen, we reach Chodesh Iyar, look to the Baruch Shel Olam, the Chibra of the Hei Yilo and the Hei Tatoa, the Chibra between the two worlds, we don't need your Avodah. So with Nizbar already, even when you're asleep, even with Afilav and Ashluft, even without Yavoidah, a Yid is Dovik constantly with the Rebbein Shel Olam, constantly he has a Dveik built in his Neshama, he has already, he's able to pull himself out, that he still needs a Yavoidah. But the Yud K, K-Vav, the K, the Chibur is there, the Mela, the Chibur is automatically there, because we're pulled out of Mitzrayim already, we're pulled out right now, Afilav and Shas Shena, that's why the lost nothing of his Yankee right over there, when he's talking to Birchas Hamapul. The male Yishayim Bas Oyin, there's a gewisse Oyin, a gewisse Lichtigkeit of the Eibishter's Meir. And that Lichtigkeit of the Eibishter's Meir is a Lichtigkeit of a Megale and his Mevad Baklal Yisrael, that the two Hays become the Schabe even without the Vos. Two Hays become the Schabe even without the Vos. That's a male Yishayim Bas Oyin. Right later on in the shtickle over there. Whoever has a chance can take a look at the Sefer Hazmanim in the Shchodesh Iyar, the last shtickle of Shchodesh Iyar, Shtibah Maskol Kim Bezois Yisal La Mesal. And that's L'choyde Ashlom, the shtickle of Yisyankov over here, the shtickle of Yisholoich over here. That's like in Chodesh Nifin, Kriyat Pashish Mini, which is about the Soyer, the Indian Yayim Vesheikh Al Teisht. We have to realize that we have a Shaykh of Malchus Beis Yehuda. Even Kayoim, that Mashiach is not here. We still have a Shaykh of Malchus Beis Yehuda. We're still Yehudim. It's not Bishlamus. Now, B'Shleimus Mamish is still very far away from B'Shleimus. So we have to be makir, we have to recognize that every single Yiddish in the Shema has a koyach to pull himself away from Tavis Olam Hazeh, there's a koyach to pull himself away from all the narishkeit in this world that threaten to drown a person, the Mayim Rabim of the Mayim Azidoinim, lo yuchlu l'chabes z'ahava. When was this gal z'ahava that Shiashir speaks about? It was gal in Chodesh Pesach, in the Yom Tov Pesach, Chodesh Nissen. The Mayim Rabim lo yuchel l'chabay sezav, and the Horus lo yishtefur. The Mayim Rabim of all the Mayim Azidoinim of this world can't drown the Klal Yisrael. But Yid has it built in his neshama. Other than, Ka'ayim that we're in Golis, it's not a Dovah Borer Mamish. wenn man auf der Madrege ist, Mamisch. Aber gefordert man Scheich mit dem Hotman, und hier hast du mir Maki, als der, hier hast Keuches, Keuches are built in, die Keuches are Keuches in Alomim. And if you Maki, those Keuches in Alomim, the Mele, he could always tap into those Keuches to be able to be over the Hashem, with the Emes and with the Tmimes, to be able to help him, which is the Yom Tov Pesach, to be Malavos, to be Mea Tvire, bis man kommt zu Schreudisch Ion, von Haskell, wie Jesuja Oisi, den Indien von Jutke, Kevov, und dann war man zu der Pesach Sheni, und der Lag Bäume, das ist die Week of Hoyt, bis man kommt zu die Mei, Matten Teures, und Mei mit der Sine, Beis Hashem.